In 1976, Muhammad Ali fought Ken Norton for the heavyweight championship at Yankee Stadium. That stadium was torn down and a new one has taken its place, but there hasn't been boxing at any Yankee Stadium since, until last night. The WBA light middleweight championship was on the line, and NPR's Mike Pesca was there.
When Sugar Ray Robinson took Paris by storm in the 1950s, his arrival was always announced by the presence of his fuchsia-colored Cadillac driven by a chauffeur. Last night in Yankee Stadium, it was the shofar that marked the boxer's arrival. The traditional Jewish ram's horn ushered in Yuri Forman, an observant Jew, in fact a rabbinical student and the current title holder. Miguel Cotto, inspiration for the hundreds of Puerto Rican flags throughout the stadium, later said it was great fighting in a venue that hosted Ali, Dempsey, Marciano, Joe Louis, and yes, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Miguel, what did you think about fighting in this venue, Yankee Stadium, in front of this crowd?
Amazing. Fighting here in Yankee Stadium for me was like fighting home.
Promoter Bob Arum has been toying with the idea of bringing a fight to the stadium for a while. He was the promoter for the last fight, which was a bit of a snooze in the ring, but a circus outside. At the time, the New York City police were up in arms over a new contract, and union officials had begun staging protests at sporting events. As Ira Flato reported for this network, tempers flared worse than the lapels of the era.
As the days go by, the policemen become angrier. Mayor Beam's refusal to negotiate at the point of a gun, as he calls it, could make the situation tense and possibly push the policemen into striking, something they hinted at last night.
A few days after that report was filed, Ali was to fight Norton at the stadium. Pre-fight sales were okay. If a few thousand seats were sold to walk-up customers, the fight would be profitable. Instead, Bob Arum recalls, police actually egged on criminals and a total of 10 walk-up tickets were sold.
Chaos was everywhere. Roaming gangs. It was horrendous. You know, there's an elevated train that ran outside the Yankee Stadium. And they looked down and they saw what was happening. And they turned around and went back to Manhattan or back to Westchester. I mean, it was a frightening, frightening experience.
So it was a relief that all the bizarre occurrences of last night were contained in the ring. In the seventh round, Forman, untouched by Cotto, slipped and badly hurt his knee. He gamely refused to surrender, though his strategy, which once hinged on a slippery elusiveness, was now transformed to flat-footed bombast. He limped through the seventh and felt the sting of several Cotto blows in the eighth. Foreman's trainer, Joe Greer, was growing worried. He picks up the narrative from there.
There were three inspectors in that corner, and I asked them, I says, how do I go about getting the fight stopped? They couldn't get the referee's attention, and I said, I got to get it stopped because he was starting to really get banged up. And I wanted him to leave with some dignity, so I threw it in.
The age-old symbol for boxing surrender, Greer threw in the towel. Everyone assumed the fight was over, everyone except the referee, who instructed the fight be resumed.
Fight is not over. Please clear the ring.
Try as he might, Forman could not recover. And Cotto won by technical knockout in the ninth. The paid crowd of just over 20,000 was 7,000 under capacity on a night when threats of thunderstorms may have kept customers away. Promoter Bob Arum says he's eager to bring more fights to the stadium and even announced that the Baseball Hall of Fame would be putting some memorabilia from the bout on display. That would be Miguel Cotto's shoes, not the towel. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.